Hey,
hey
Brent.
How's it going?
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
How are you? Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm doing well. How about you?
Good. You had a very exciting Monday. You weren't here, but you were doing something fun.
I know. I went to Texans training camp with my little one, and it was awesome. It was so incredibly hot, but
oh, I bet.
Man, Texans fans showed up.
Did they?
I mean, it is sold out, and like, we were in an, like, I mean, it was just, it's just crazy how these players are out in the heat with their pads.
I was going to ask you about that because you're out there watching, but they're out there physically practicing, right?
But it's not, yes, and it's not just them, it's the trainers too. Like, they were just like, they're not in pads, but they're just like,
yeah,
sweat, like just wiping the sweat off, and you just see all this like sweat.
So were you impressed at the intensity level of practice?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Yep.
In the Houston heat, which is why I do feel like certain teams in certain areas of the country, it's like you got more grit. You play with more heart.
These players and the team, and I'm talking about the staff, the people who are, I don't know what they're called, but you know, that are bringing the Gatorade and everything.
Like, and I know I'm not the one, we're not the ones to know this. I would love to hear from some of our major football fans. I know like the Dallas Cowboys go to Los Angeles for like their training camp or whatever, and they have like the star. Our team is practicing outside in the Houston heat. I mean, come on, man.
It makes them, and that's why I had to give a big shout out to Toro, because Toro in, I mean, he was just, his enthusiasm,
wow,
his level of,
oh,
there
that
was
had to be
no
hot.
Just, exactly.
Woo.
He is going around talking to people. I mean, it means so much to them. And Coco was out there. I didn't see her yesterday, but the media is in a different area.
Okay.
These fans are so dedicated, and she's going to be putting together a story for
later on.
Which
I heard kind of the premise of the story.
You want to watch it for
sure. Oh, for sure. This one fan is insane.
Insane.
In a good way, but I've never heard anything like this. Basically, he goes and gets autographs on his body and then turns them into permanent ink. So you're going to hear all about that later on tonight from Coco Dominguez. But I believe we do have some photos of
yes,
you and your
we
son,
got
Ryan.
Some videos. There's
our favorite guest,
Ryan.
Our
yep.
favorite Caroline and Rashi guest.
There
yet.
He is. We were right outside, and we were there 8 a.m. So
he's so
it was
cute.
He was very excited, and that was the misting station. So we tried to get into the crowd to like get pictures or videos. I don't even know what I was getting video of sometimes. This is Toro doing his thing, and we were in this other section, so it was a little bit better in terms of, well, everything, but and there weren't as many people, but this is from our section, seeing all the players there.
Now, and then, do the players ever come up and like take pics?
That's Cal and Hannah McNair, the owners, yeah. And then here's me. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
I just want to show what's going on in the video. So people were just cheering, so I'm like just getting video.
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is. And then I think I got video of somebody who's important. There we go.
Oh, he looks important.
Yeah, he looks. So you're just kind of like packed like sardines. But
okay,
anyway,
do the players, like, do they come up to the crowd or anything like that, or no?
They do, but there's so much crowd and just like a little bit of player, meaning also the energy of the player. I mean, those guys,
they're
are
like
sweating.
Spent. They're working.
Yes, I got, his last name is Stover, number 87. He was like, the trainer was like, okay, here, handed him a pen, and then was like moving him like as if he was like so out of it, because he is out of it, because been in the heat, banging his head.
And so is he walking, signing, and then handing
yeah,
it back?
Yeah, and he just like, here you go, in the line. But there's only so many players that do it. And then the thing is, while they're walking, you have like herds of people.
Oh, wow.
You can't really like get, you know, one person and not do the other. It was really cool also because I am a huge fan, as is Caroline, of head coach D'Amico Ryans.
Yes.
So yesterday was his birthday. So we were all singing happy birthday to him. So that was really cool. But
so cool.
I've never experienced training camp, but it motivated me to, today was a long day before work. I had to get my hair done. Well, I got, you know, whatever, root touch up and all that stuff. Anyway, so I knew I couldn't work out, but I'm like, you know what would the Texans do? And so I got up early, worked out, and had the text
yeah,
in my mind the whole time.
It is.
They're out in the heat. Like,
so
Caroline,
did you see Braxton?
No, I didn't. I did not see Braxton. I saw, you know what? What is his number? Do you know?
I don't know. I forget. Braxton.
I mean, all you're seeing really is these
numbers.
is numbers, and they're wearing not the helmets, but these like huge.
But the super fans know who they are.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I saw my favorite, who is not a popular favorite.
Joe Mixon? He's not even a Texan anymore, is he?
No, his name is Kymie Fairbairn.
Oh.
He's the kicker. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. No, I.
Did you see Stroud?
Yeah, I saw CJ Stroud. Yeah,
I feel like I need to look at the roster and figure out who's on
the
team.
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm naming players that probably aren't Texans anymore.
No, but he is. Joe.
Fairbairn is, yeah.
Fairbairn is, but Mixon also
is,
but he's injured.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm learning too. So,
yeah.
You know.
Well, it's funny because then once the season starts, I pick up on it again and I'm like, okay, I start to know the names and the players, even some numbers, but I don't know anything right now. It's kind of when you go to school and then you forget everything over the summer.
Yes.
That's how I feel with football season.
And you know what it's like with the Texans? This is equivalent to this. By the way, I'm talking about Disney now. Because when you go to the Disney, you're at Disney and then you go to the Disney store, you're going to buy
stuff. Did you buy some stuff?
Yeah, I bought a lot of stuff.
Oh, good.
And I mean, but you're just in the moment. You're like, wow, I'm going to really spend $65 on this shirt.
And that's the thing. Everything is $65 and up, which is so annoying.
At least. And then... this was really nice because they have these little stuffed animals with Texans on it. And so Ryan got Liana one of those. And it was $40 though.
This stop. You're like, oh, yeah, get your sister that. And then you're
like,
really?
Yes, exactly. And then I don't want him to
But how did he love it?
Oh, he did. He really did love it. It was just so hot. And so I felt really bad for him about that.
I just am not over the fact that that's where they practice. Because think about it. They play their games inside in an arena that's temperature controlled. It's actually air conditioned in there.
It is.
So what's the point? Is there a point?
I don't know. But I was really sweating. And there was fans nearby and stuff. But these, even the public relations people of the Texans, they're all sweating. I mean, everybody is just miserable. And there are, I think the media tent, though, does have air conditioning. That's what Coco was telling me. And Hannah McNair and the McNairs have an air conditioned tent. Stop. And so,
that's
right. But everybody else, it's almost like this is not okay. Cause in the normal public, they have to sit so close to each other underneath these tents. And I am really surprised people are not passing out.
I'm sure they were. You just probably didn't see it. I mean,
it is bad. I mean, in our area, we had space and stuff. And
that's just so interesting to me. I wonder what the rationale is or the mindset is in practicing in the extreme heat because. Well, in their practice, was that turf that they were on, or were they on grass? Because obviously, there's turf at NRG Stadium.
I don't know. I didn't even pay.
Do you know what I mean? It's it's an interesting thing to me. But that's not comparing golf to football, but these golfers, they're just fine out there for 18 holes in over 100 degree heat. Like Scottie Scheffler, golfed here in Texas. That's insane. I played in a couple hot golf tournaments and thought I was not going to make it. I was seeing stars walking up a hill.
I mean, I feel bad for...
to do football in the heat is a whole other... Whew.
And there's so many of these coaches and trainers that they're holding onto their helmet and giving them water. Is it that... Is it that important? Do we need to do it like this?
I mean, I would be out in the heat if I got paid millions of dollars to be out there.
But those trainers aren't. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that's true, but they're also not doing the physical component of it.
Some of them are.
Yeah, that's true.
No, some of them are. And I was wait.
Holding the things and they're running into them and stuff or no?
No, actually are doing they? It, tackling them or whatever without yes, it was so eye-opening. I'm oh my God, is this really happening?
No, football is a whole different thing.
It is crazy.
I feel you have just a different mental toughness.
And let's just put it out there because I did not know this, but the Dallas Cowboys are weak if they're the ones that are going over to Las Vegas and they can't handle their own heat.
LA. Where, because it's not hot, in Los Angeles, really. Compared to here, it's a dry heat. And they, go there for training camp. But they have so many, facilities that they could practice in. That team, they're such divas to me. They don't win. They're not a good team. They haven't won in forever. They had their day. And now it's just why?
Okay,
it's oh my gosh, I gotta go to LA. I gotta go to LA to practice. It's we practice here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes. And if you're listening to us and like, oh my God, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, like don't stop listening to us because, you know, we're.
I'm a huge Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I just adopted the Texans when I moved here.
But that was easy to adopt.
It was such an easy to, like, we enjoy rooting for the Texans.
Also, I mean, the colors truly are amazing.
Yes. Like they're just, I just love that organization, that team. Like I just think that there's so much hope behind it and we can go into the season excited. And you have all the new swag now, so
it's great. It's awesome. And I will say the underlying thing for all of it is just so awesome to see Ryan, who's my 8-year-old, aww, he's into it. And if you have children and you're listening or watching, I really recommend you just, even if you don't like a sport, just kind of taking interest in some type of sport, because it can teach your kids so much that. Regularly, I mean, I know I didn't grow up with sport, but I know, like Caroline, you did, and golf did so much for
it
you.
It did, I know.
More than.
It helped a lot. Yes. So did dance in a different kind, yes, of way, but the preseason tickets for the Texans should be much more affordable and, yes, cheaper, and, mm-hmm, that's, kids honestly don't really know even the difference of a preseason game or
it's
a regular
the experience.
Game.
It really
so,
is.
So, you know, if you can go to that, I feel like even that would be fun.
Yes.
And then there's a bunch of different, like, if you keep tabs on the Texans, like, they do different things. They might be at an HEB. They might be here. Toro might be somewhere. Like, that's all,
yes,
fun. Kids love that stuff. So.
Yes. And one of the things that I've really, what I think is like so awesome is a lot of times families will just like hop in the car and then grill and just go into like pay for the parking. And then everybody just sets up. There's just like huge tents and everyone's, yeah, cooking and grilling and you still hear the cheers.
I know.
You still hear everything.
Okay. I need to do a good tailgate this year. Last year, because the games are early. So like, mm-hmm, they're at noon. That's so early. So, yeah, typically what we did last year was we didn't make it to the, mm-hmm, to a tailgate because that's early. Like,
yes,
if you want to like get a workout in real quick and then like go to the games, we've pretty much gone straight to the,
yeah,
games this year. I'm like, I need to do at least one tailgate.
Yes.
So
we'll
that's gotta happen
for sure.
Okay, switching gears here. Have you heard about this?
No.
Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau had a dinner in Montreal. Like Justin Trudeau, like the prime minister. Yes.
Okay.
Of Canada.
Well,
you know, Katy Perry, she's 40. And she stepped out for dinner with the Canadian Prime Minister, who's 53 years old, so at least their age is in common. They went to a neighborhood restaurant, and they apparently had a delightful time together. But this is crazy because Katy Perry just announced her separation from Orlando Bloom, who she shares a 4.5-year-old daughter with, and now she's at a very public dinner in Canada with the Prime Minister. And from what people are reporting, like People Magazine, TMZ, so on and so forth, like it looked like a date. It wasn't just like, hey, let's meet and discuss politics and policy. Like this was a full-on date. And I just think it's interesting that it was so public.
Well, I think if it's because maybe I'm just speculating Orlando did something.
Oh, and he is the former prime minister, by the way.
Yeah, Justin Trudeau. Yeah,
yes.
And so, if Orlando Bloom did something like cheat or whatever, and she wants to like just be like, whatever, I'm back in the dating scene, then this is the way to do it.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's kind of smart. Like sending,
yeah,
a message like I'm back in the dating scene.
Yes.
I mean, Justin Trudeau has nothing to lose or gain from this one. So.
And neither does Katy Perry.
I guess she doesn't really either. But I just found it so interesting because from reading about like how celebrities date or just even like hearing from them on social media and stuff, like it's very normal for celebrities and famous people to have private dinners, mm-hmm, at either someone's house or like, this sounds weird, but like you would go to a hotel and like have like a private room, mm-hmm, like where and that's how like celebrities date,
yes,
because they have to keep things more private or, you know,
yeah,
you're gonna end up all over the internet. But anyway, I thought this was interesting, so.
Go Katie, do you, boo.
We'll be right back. Okay, so a baby in Missouri has been named after Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. The baby's name is Kelce Taylor. The hospital sharing the news on social media with the caption, "We are so excited to announce the birth of the youngest Swiftie and newest member of the Kansas City Chiefs Red Kingdom." It begs the question, would you name your kid after celebrities?
I think that's fairly common.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not bothered by it.
No, I think that's kind of cute, Kelce.
Yeah, Kelce Taylor.
Yeah. Cute name.
It's cute. I mean, that is in Chiefs territory there, so I guess,
yes,
you know, I guess it fits. I have some crazy names, but they're not inspired by celebrities.
No, I think the craziest, excuse me, in a cool way is one of our, I don't know her title, but she works in our web department. Her name is Barbie. Barbie. Oh, yeah. Her first name is Barbie and her last name is Barbie. And
I just noticed that, by the way, like not that long ago in her email. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Okay, do you want me to tell you the story about that? So her last name is Barbee and her first name is Barbie. So when I first met her, excuse me, this is like 10 years ago, and she introduced herself. She goes, my name is Barbie. Barbie. And I go, what do you mean, like first and last name? And she goes, yeah. I was like, oh my God, imagine if that was true.
You did not say that.
Yes.
Rashi, yes. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
She said my brother's name is Ken. And I was like, can you imagine if someone actually did that to their kids? I went on this whole thing like an idiot. And
she didn't stop you?
Well, later she was like, you know, that is my name. And I was like, oh my God, that is so cool. Which I do think it's really cool. But
no, it's so cool. But Rashi, that's such a Rashi thing to do. Oh my gosh. I love it. I think that having a son and daughter named Barbie and Ken is adorbs. So cute. I love the name Ken. That was actually Kenneth was my dad's name.
Oh.
I never really got to meet him. Mm-hmm. And then I have an uncle, Ken Collins, who we call him Casey a lot. Uh-huh. Casey. Okay. Uh-huh. So I like that name. I love the name Ken. It's a great name. So might as well put Barbie with it.
Yes.
Okay. So a Barry fan favorite is back at Starbucks starting today. Rashi, I want to bring this up because I honestly want to know if you would try this. I'm very intrigued and kind of want to go get one. The chain is bringing back its limited time raspberry syrup and debuting its new raspberry cream cold brew to go with it. It's a cool combo of vanilla syrup. I would get the sugar free and then cold brew and then raspberry infused foam on top. I would like to see the calories in the raspberry infused foam personally, and the sugar amount. I'm not sure if there's any of that in there. You can also add the syrup to any hot or iced drink. I've seen some of my friends post about this, but Starbucks says this fruity favorite will not last long, so get it while it lasts.
Okay, so two things blaring at me. One, the fact that every time Starbucks, like I told you, announces a new drink, even though it's just for limited time only, they raise all prices. Everything. The second thing is, like, this whole limited time only thing is all a marketing thing.
Agree.
So, for why? Like, I know the pumpkin spice thing was like a fall thing, and I'm not hating on Starbucks. I do go to Starbucks. I'm just saying, like,
well,
what are we doing with this?
Since I moved from Pennsylvania to California, then here in Texas, I was a Dunkin' person because that is such like a Northeast thing, and now I'm a full Starbucks person.
Yeah.
I cannot even with Dunkin'. And I think I even have a gift card, but I cannot.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a Starbucks person.
Like, when you say you cannot, like, do you physically feel ill or?
It just doesn't taste good to me anymore. Like, Starbucks is the taste that I want. Like, I love their sugar-free vanilla syrup. Done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's always comes out how I want it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I would be, like, iffy about trying the raspberry, but I do like raspberry, and I feel like the combo with the sugar-free vanilla could be good, but I need to read the calories and the macros on
it. Yeah, you don't want
to
just...
You really should not just literally be going to Starbucks and blowing, like, 300 plus calories on a drink. Like, a drink should be like 150 calories or less. I mean, right?
Yeah, no, I agree.
It's
disgusting. This morning, I had to stop really quickly. I went to Smoothie King because I had worked out and I was getting late for my appointment.
I think I have a Juiceland gift card.
Yeah, Juiceland's, I think.
Juiceland's good.
Better. So Smoothie King, I don't know. I just didn't taste great.
It didn't taste, would you get a smoothie? Like,
yeah.
Did it taste fake?
Tastes a little fake, yeah.
Yeah,
it's like this aftertaste.
I actually got some crackers out of the vending machine yesterday, and they actually tasted fake to me. I'm never getting them again. And the ingredients were absolute trash, stuff I'd never eat. But I was, like, so hungry, and honestly, all the ingredients in the vending machine are trash. So I was just like, oh, peanut butter crackers. Honestly, they tasted fake to me.
Yeah, that's the worst.
It was very weird. Anyway, we'll be right back. Okay, get this. Panera Bread is changing the way it is making its dough, which is so annoying because they've already cut down the portion sizes, and now they're going to get rid of their good bread. The restaurant chain is moving away from in-house baking from scratch. Instead, it'll use a third party to partially bake and freeze its dough before shipping it across the country to cafe for final baking. In September, Panera Bread will close its fresh dough factory in Missouri, cutting 72 jobs. I'm pretty sure Panera stems from the St. Louis bread factory. That's like where it all started, where they like handmade the bread, and now they're just going to some frozen crap.
No.
Good job making your product even worse than it already is, Panera.
We are salty about it.
I used to eat so much Panera growing up. Like, that was a spot, and their portions have gotten smaller. It's a disaster
now. The food has gotten worse.
It's really sad.
Yeah.
Go back to big portions and fresh bread. Okay. Are you struggling a bit to find more cottage cheese at the store? Have you noticed there is a shortage?
Yes.
Especially the good culture, right?
Yep.
That is because it is making a huge comeback. Sales in the U.S. are up 20% from last year, and some experts say that social media influencers on platforms like TikTok, maybe even including myself, are driving the trend by sharing creative recipes. Some brands are even seeing spot shortages. Some in the food industry say that the surge is tied to Americans seeking high protein, low sugar foods. I've posted several cottage cheese recipes on my page, some of which have done pretty well. I will mix it with pasta sauce. Mm-hmm. I've made like the cottage cheese cookie dough. I mean, I love cottage. I eat it like plain with just some fruit or whatever. I love it.
No,
you like
I
it too.
I love it. It's so good. And what's great is that I have people in my family who don't like cottage cheese, but then I make food and like the pasta, I put it in pasta, or I've made it like with the sauce that I've put on top of chicken or something.
Yes.
And then they're like, oh my God, this is really good. Or I've even put it in lasagna. Like with, you know, it's so good. It's so light. It's so that it's cottage cheese.
That's exactly what I wanted to make, is a high protein lasagna, like a health forward.
Yes.
I'd probably put some zucchini in there, some cottage cheese, the Italian seasoning. Like that's on my list to make.
Yes. I have a good recipe.
Yes. I would love that.
Yeah,
and
really
the meat,
good.
Of course, but
yes,
it cottage cheese is chef's kiss. So
it's so good.
Our director Bill said that he likes cottage cheese too.
Oh,
I actually have some I'm going to go eat right after this show.
Thank you so much, guys, for watching and or listening to this episode of Carolina Rashi. We love you.
Bye, friends.
Bye.